like you came. Amen. So we're here to celebrate God today. Word tells us in Psalms, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Let's just go ahead and stand. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery, or whatever that word is, and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. We got any dancers in the house? Now, you all know you used to go out there and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him up on the loud cymbals. Praise him up on the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything praise the Lord. So we're here to celebrate Jesus today. And we are New Life for the Nations, where God is exalted, Jesus is honored, and we teach the word as the final authority for the life of the believer. And if you will accept that word that has been taught, it will change your life. So today we're going to be celebrating God, and we're going to invite the King of Glory to come in and do what he only does. Amen. And that's to bless us and to love on us as we love on him. So have your spiritual ears open today. And put on that garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Shake that stuff off that happened this morning, that happened last year. It's a new season for us, a new time for us. You know, amen. Anybody receive that this morning? Amen.
Morning, church. Woo! Now, that was my one. It's not that. Oh, it's not the color. I just look like the New Year baby fat sitting down on my ears. I'm done with that. Woo! Amen, church.
Amen.
Hey, we back one more time in the house of God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Never put my eyes on right here. You know what? I come to have me some fun this morning. Oh, you already know. You know what? Since you did that, let's just do that, man. I'm going to pull a Nana. Let's do My Soul Magnifies the Lord. I need to hear that one time. Yeah. Yeah. I like this song. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to tell you what. This song, it speaks to me. Amen. Yeah. Is that okay if we sing something that speaks to me this morning?
Amen.
Because, it says of his government there will be no end. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it said he'll establish it with righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Then it says, and he shall reign. Or he's already reigning, though, isn't it? We shall reign. Woo! Hallelujah. Ain't that good? On David's throne. That's right. And his name shall be from this day on. That's right. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, guys. I like this song. It speaks to me. Of great joy for every woman and every man. This will be a sign to you, a baby born in Bethlehem. Come and worship, do not be afraid. A company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those on whom his favor rests. Come and worship, do not be afraid. Oh, no, my soul, magnify the Lord, my soul. The Lord, he has done great things for me. Amen. Look for the new life. Unto you a child is born, unto us a son is given. Let every heart be very strong. Let every nation under heaven come and worship. Do not be afraid. Say, my soul, magnify the Lord, my soul. Magnify the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. My soul, magnify the Lord. My soul, magnify the Lord. He has done great things. There will be no end. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall
soul magnifies the Lord. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us.
Magnifies the Lord.
My soul, magnifies the Lord.
Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I thank God for what's happened in my life this past year. You know, life is amazing. We have a heart that pumps blood. We're designed to live forever. Well, think about it. Moses lived to be long time. He lived a long time. And who was it? Methuselah? He lived to be way on up in age. Now, if his body was created to live that long, what make you think yours is not? Amen? Oh, God is a good God. But anyway, I don't know of a family that don't have some troubles. But when we walk through those things and we get to this side of life, it's awesome. It's awesome. You know, when Adam and Eve broke that rule, that allowed sin to come in. And that's why we got to walk through things, to paraphrase it. But anyway, the God I love, the God I serve, the God is my all in all, he's an awesome God. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Let's try this, guys. Well, wait a minute, Brad. One of these mornings, guys. Matthew, you want to come over and sing a song for me?
No, I'd rather not.
He said he'd rather not. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, am I wrong?
Nope, keep going.
If you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, guess what? There's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior.
If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Now let me start that off one more time, okay? Here we go. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, If you try to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a breathing, shaking saver. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a breathing, shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, come on, church. If you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. He's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a breathing, shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can't feel it, somebody testify. We got any testifiers in here? If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a breathing, shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a breathing, shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, I like it when you make noise in the house. Amen. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, I got to say something. Anybody watch the ball drop? I personally did not. I saw it on the news this morning. But what I saw on the news was an absolute mess. It was a mess. And those people were out, even though it was a mess, and Mariah Carey just messed it up. It was horrible. It's the worst thing. Those people were still out there cheering just like she had just sung, just like it was amazing. So if they can cheer over that mess, we sure can cheer over what we got going on in here.
Hey, Cardo, can we do this song again? All right, come on. Woo! Glory to God. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Woo. Is it okay if we carry over a little bit today?
Is it okay if we have fun under Christ today? Amen. You know, they say what you do the first day of the year normally lingers on the rest of the year. Bring it on. Amen. Let's have some church up in here today.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, amen, there's a better life. If you've got chains, he's a chain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. Come on, church. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Yeah! Thank you, Jesus! Amen! Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Ain't God good?
Amen.
And all the time, God is good. You know, I tell you this right here. I sat yesterday and I fussed at football and I praised basketball. I ate till I couldn't eat anymore. I drank till I was full. And you know what? It's all by the grace of God we're able to do these things. Amen. And we can do these things freely. Amen. You know, we didn't have to worry about somebody dressing up in a Santa Claus suit, walking in a place and blowing up and shooting everybody. Amen. You know, we've got it made over here. No matter what comes our way, we've got it made. Amen. So I think we need to praise God for the country. Amen. You know, no matter who's in power, God's got control of everything. That's the way I look at that. That's the way I look at that. If you read your Bible, you'll understand that it is fulfilling. And so it is what it is. But with that being said, God is in control. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hi, Auntie. How are you, Auntie? Amen. Let's skip the next one. We'll come back to it. Amen. Oh, I got you all. Yep, you get to sing. I need a little break. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you already know. I've been cut in half, wouldn't I? Anybody got any testimonies this morning? Oh, that didn't sound good. Oh, I got one. I got all kind of Christmas gifts. I did. My kids are healthy. And my family's good. Dad's in the house. Mom's back in the house. So hallelujah. That's a good testimony, amen. No, hallelujah. I like what I'm hearing right there.
Forgiven.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, you know, sometimes I get up here and I get excited about what I'm doing and I forget to do certain things. And I'm proud to go to church here for the simple fact that we're not on a time clock. Amen. It's not repetition every Sunday. Amen. You know, I don't see a thing wrong with coming in here and being relaxed and being in comfort with the Lord. Amen. You know, it shouldn't be so much. Let me see how to say this. It shouldn't be so much as a professionalism. That might not be the right word. What am I looking for? Yes, there you go. Y'all know exactly what I was talking about. I didn't need to look for it at all, did I? Amen. The God I serve is a good God. You know what? It's on His time we need to do things, not on our own time. Amen. But right now, we need to take up the offering, please. So, Dan, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for being with us today. And I thank you, Lord God, for the tithers and the offering givers and the people that take care of this church, Lord God, the cleaners, Lord. I pray for them because they give up their time, Lord, to come here. And I ask you to bless everybody, Lord God, mightily for what they do. And bless them mightily for the offerings and tithes that they give, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Wait a minute, Kenzie. Let me find that one. We can do that. Hey, it's all good this morning. Go for it.
What are we doing?
The last one on the list. Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. The love comes down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. This King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty. There is one God, He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, He is Jesus, King of glory. To kiss the feet of hope and grace.
glory. The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Strong and mighty. There is one God. He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King. He is Jesus, King of glory. Strong and mighty. You are the King of glory.
Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I just thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's awesome being in the presence of God. Amen. I just thank you, Lord. Come on, y'all. I know we got some worshipers up in here this morning. Here we go.
Every praise is to our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
To our God.
Are you sound good in here, New Life? Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
to our God,
to our God.
Oh, come on, and get to sing on this morning.
Every praise,
to our God.
Every word of worship,
with one accord.
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
to our God.
To our God.
All your sound of music, sing hallelujah.
Our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Sing every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
To our God.
Take it up one more time right here. Now every praise.
To our God.
Every word of worship.
One accord.
Sing every praise.
Every praise.
God, my healer. God, Thank you, Jesus. Everybody can be dismissed. Thank you, guys.
Testing 1, 2. Around. Isn't she the cutest little thing you've ever seen? I love you. Happy New Year. I'm going to take a few minutes here. This morning, you know, every president, you know, during their term in office, they get what they call the State of the Nation. They get up and they go through all that's happened and hasn't happened and this and that. But I want to share something with you this morning. I want to take a few minutes and I want to look at the history of New Life. When Laverne and I moved back to Columbia in 1978, 39 years ago, we didn't have any idea that God was going to do anything here with us. As a matter of fact, the enemy was telling us that he just sent us back here to get us out of the way. In other words, you know, when you can't do anymore, just send them home. Well, 38 years ago, 1979, we were going to a church with some folks. We were attending Assembly of God Church here in town. And we got real well acquainted with the pastor and his wife. And anyway, one Sunday night when there was snow on the ground, and I mean, it was bad. The pastor called up and he said, "Can we come out and talk with you?" And I said, "Well, it's pretty bad out here. I mean, these roads are just rough." And he said, "That's all right." I said, "Well, if you want to come on, come on." So they came out, and basically what they came out and told us was that the church had said that he was being let loose, that his position there as pastor was going to be filled with someone else. I need some water. I'm drying out. And he made a statement. He said, "You know," he said, I'm thinking about starting my own church because of the way they're doing." And it's interesting that the Lord told me just a few weeks before that, I said, "Lord, what are we supposed to do?" He said, "You keep going where you're going to church as long as he's the pastor." And I can remember thinking, and you know, back, God, that's going to be a long time. And then in just 2-3 weeks, he comes and says, "You know, they don't want me as pastor any longer." And so I assume, okay, God, what you said, you told me to stay with that church as long as he was a pastor. Well, he's not the pastor any longer. What does that mean? So anyway, he said, "Thinking about pastoring, starting my own church." And I just blurted out, "Well, if you start your own church, we'll support you. We'll help you." And so there's a lot of you didn't know that there was a previous pastor at New Life. And so we started meeting. we started meeting in their house. This family, the pastor and his, there were five of them. And four of us. Did that rather discreetly, didn't we? So there was nine of us. Nine of us at that first meeting. Nine of us for several meetings. And then a couple of more people showed up in one of the meetings, and one of them is Phil Skelner. Y'all know Phil Skelner? Okay. And we were deciding what we wanted to do because we felt like the word we were meeting wasn't sufficient. So we made an arrangement. We got the use of the community room down in the basement of the library. At that time, there was a room down there, a big room. People used it for different things, showers or family reunions or birthday parties or whatever they wanted to use them for. And so we just asked them if it would be available for us on Sunday mornings. Okay. Now, when we started, when we moved down there, we moved from the former pastor's house. We moved a meeting downstairs in the basement of the library with 14 people. There was 14 people by then. And we had made a big growth. And we were down there until, and I can't give you all the details because that would take 38 years. But we were down there in that basement and we got up to 50-some people. And I mean, we were wall to wall. You realize if we were in a room this morning that seated 50 people, we'd be packed. And we met there and we knew we were going to have to do something else because there wasn't even enough people, not even enough room for people to sit. Some of them were standing around the wall. I said, we got to do something. It was during that period of time that the Lord spoke to me and the Lord spoke to some of the other members, some of the other people that were attending about the future of the church. And one of them came to me and they said, I'm here on behalf of several others. And we think that you should be the pastor of the church. And I had already been feeling the same thing. But I didn't say anything about it because I appreciated the other pastor and I loved him and his family. And I said, well, who's going to tell him? And one of them that was there and looked at me and said, you're the pastor, you tell him. Now, you just picture that. You're going to tell somebody that you're going to take over their church. And so one day I went out with him at Pizza Hut for lunch. I thought, well, I have to do it sometime or other, so I'll do it then. And we finished eating, and I said, I've got to tell you something. I really feel like I'm supposed to pastor this church. And he straightened up in the seat, and I thought, uh-oh, here it comes. Inhaled a big breath like he's getting ready to rumble. And he said, praise God. He said, I've been trying for weeks to figure out a way to tell you that I don't need this church, that you need to take over. And so they moved to Wisconsin. They left here and they moved to Wisconsin. I think that was close to home. But he moved up there. And of course, I haven't heard from him in over 30 years. But he took a pastorate in a little church there in Wisconsin. But meanwhile, back here in Columbia, we decided we were going to do something. So we moved. We made arrangements for the school system. And we moved to the auditorium of the middle school, John Adair. I don't even remember, but the seat's about 325 people. Well, the first Sunday morning when we met there, everybody was in, we were praising worship for, might not have been very many, me and you, I don't know if there's anybody else with us by that time or not, but, the music. Yeah, I've already told you, you missed that part while you were at, I told them about you. Love you, Phyllis Kellner. And so we were up on that platform, the stage. I looked down on there and I thought, where is everybody? And I counted them and there were 75 people and it didn't look like there was anybody there. After moving from the basement of that library. So we met there a while. We met under the trees in the good weather when it was spring or fall or winter. We spent time in our yard on the tree. Then nights was in our house. And then finally I got my mom and dad's permission to use the basement over at their house. And we got some folding chairs from somewhere. And we put them up down there. And we met down there. Now that was before, I don't know what that part of it kind of mixes all together. But finally we decided we're going to have to do something. We need to find a place. And you know when you drive around Columbia now and you do that, go back 20 years ago. From 20 years ago till now around Columbia, it's no problem whatsoever to find an empty building. I mean, they're just all over the place. But when we started looking for a place to meet, we couldn't find anything. There was nothing that was available. And somebody came up to us and said, we might have found a place. Really? Where? It says, behind Dr. Webb's office. Well, how big a place? Well, it's not too big. We can go in. He said we can come look. So we went and looked. And we knew, oh boy, it's empty. Except for the stuff that had been stored in there. But it was about the size of our foyer. And you had to go down a real long hallway, at least as long as from here at the back of the church, or it seemed that way to everybody that went down it. And you opened the front door and you could hear what was going on. You had all that distance to change your mind. But we fixed it up and we moved into it, and at one time we had about 75 or 80 people. We were in a smaller space than we were in the basement of the library. But God was moving. God was moving and people were coming in. People were getting saved. Let me say this. Through the years that we've been here as this church, from the church to New Life Christian Fellowship to New Life for the Nations. In all that period of time, we've seen hundreds of people saved, baptized in the Holy Spirit. We've seen people healed and even raised from the dead. And I can remember two of them. One of them was this year, and the other one was when we went to Mexico with Don Jones, and a little girl down there died in my arms in a church service. And God raised her up. I mean, the paramedic was there and said, she's dead. And God raised her up. Didn't know he was going to do it up here for me. But God has used us all through the years. And so we were there behind the doctor's office, And I want to point you this out to you. I want you to listen to some points through here, some things I'm going to say about the devil. You see, the devil knows what's going on. I mean, it's not a mystery to him. Now, he doesn't know the future, but he's been around long enough that he can watch the trends. And so, in December of 1980, No, it wasn't December 81, it's December of 80. We spent a year there behind the dentist's office. And then we were looking for some place to move to. And the strangest thing happened. Pastor got sick. I had kidney failure. 33-year-old. Anybody wants to corroborate what I'm saying, you can ask Miss Martha. But I mean, the devil just kicked the feet out from under me. But somebody came and said, we found a place to move to. We moved up by the fruit market. We had one side of the building, the fruit market had the other side of the building. When we would come in for church services, it smelled like cantaloupe. Yeah. I mean, and, you know, it never smelled bad. I mean, it always had that fresh fruit smell to it. And, see, we were there a year. We got up to 100 people. That was in 1981. We got up to 100 people. And Laverne and I were at a conference over in Korea, South Korea. It was a big worldwide missions conference at Dr. Cho's church over there, biggest church in the world. And we were sitting on the 10th floor of the educational building in a class. I don't even know who was teaching the class, but I know God was there. Because God told me, he said, when you get back home, buy Valley View. What? Buy Valley View Restaurant. Okay. Why? That's not even close to where we are. I mean, we got all these people from Russell County. We got people from Columbia. Why are we building towards that direction? At that time, we had two people, a mom and her son, that came to church from Taylor County. And but I said, well, it might not even be for sale. So he told me to go talk to the fellas. While I went to talk to Mr. Carnes that owned it at that time, I said, we'd like to buy it. Well, I don't know whether it's still on the market or not. But we want to buy it. I said, you let us know. So we talked to him, and he said, yeah, I'll sell it to you. And he said, I'll sell it to you for $1,000 down. Give me $1,000, and you can have it. For $62,000. The basic kernel of what we have here now. And so, we bought it. And some of the people that were with us then decided, no, you're not going out there. We're not going out there. That's not what we should do. So we took that 100 people that we had when we got ready to move, and when we got out here and we got it all settled in and got everything going on, and there was 60 of us. We lost 40 people in the process of moving. And that 40 people, most of them, got together and started another church with another pastor, and after a while, it just fell through. I don't know what all happened, but it just, you know, it just didn't, they didn't sustain themselves. When we moved in here the first Sunday of 1982, now, do you remember, Miss Phyllis, how cold it was? The first Sunday we were in this building, it was 20 below zero that night, and the wind chill factor was 30 below. And it was that way the first two Sundays of the year. That was in 1982. And we started picking up some people coming. We were a new creature in town, and they came to see what it was like. So they came. And 82 and 83, 84, 85. It's just, that was, wow, that was a good time. Good time. In 1985, we decided to start the Christian school. And I called Brother Bob. You remember that night when I said, I got to hang up. The air's gone out of the room. And I had severe, what they thought was pneumonia. But it wasn't. But they had to call it that because they couldn't find anything else wrong to call it. Well, it turned out to be an Epstein-Barr virus that attacked my heart muscle. And should have destroyed it. Usually the only recourse from a virus like that, the Epstein-Barr virus, is a heart transplant. And there was a man in Louisville at the same time who was on the news, and he was looking for a heart donor because he was going to die if he didn't have one. And anyway, I spent 22 days in the hospital that time, two different times. The first day of school, the very first day of school was when it hit me. There's a devil again, something's getting ready to happen, and he kicks my feet out from under me. Well, we still started the school, and it's still going, but we don't have the charge over anymore. It outgrew us. And we let it go. And it's Kentucky Christian Academy over Camelsville now. Sparked by this church in the midst of an adversity. The pastor getting slapped down. And we grew up to where I know that one service we had 300. And we had the red room was where our sanctuary was, and there we had 300 in there. Now that wasn't the everyday Sunday crowd. But a few here and a few there and a few somewhere else decided that what was going on needed to be moved to somewhere else. Not necessarily here, but just we got what we need in new life. Now we'll go out here and we'll start a church. And it happened in Greene County, yeah, and Russell County, and Taylor County. There wasn't anything like us in Taylor County. Nothing. When we started. No church has stood with what we're doing. We were the first ones to bring the faith message and the grace message and then whatever revelation else God gives us. But what I'm saying is that And then 20 years ago, I know it was 20 years ago because it was over 20 years ago because it was when Kaylin was just a baby. We went through a financial situation here, and we couldn't even get our salaries. Whenever there was something, we'd say, okay, just pay us this and take the rest and take care of the bill. And God works in everything. When Miriam got hurt in that car wreck, nearly got killed, we applied for, they told us to apply for help because there's help out there. So we put the application in, found out what the borders were. And did you know if we had collected our entire salary during that period of time, we wouldn't have qualified for it, and we would have had, now we had no insurance. It's hard to tell how many $1,000s of medical bill we would have because she was almost dead. But we qualified because we couldn't get our salary. And that dropped us under the limit that made it possible. Praise God. Another good thing coming out of it. And then we had some people, I'll say this, one of the core groups at the Vineyard Church in Campbellsville used to be part of this church. And we've sent people to Ohio that were part of this church. And we've sent people to other cities and in Tennessee. And then, of course, Sister Connie in Madisonville. And all these things God has done through this church. And we were a seed bed where God took the seed of what was going on here and he scattered it in other places. And you know, it was hurtful. A lot of people left, not because we had 1 year, 75 people moved out of the area. It was back about time Fruit of the Loom was closing down that area. And 75 good, faithful members moved away. I mean, not just down the street. I'm talking about the other states and all over the place. And we felt the effect of it. But God did not allow us to falter. And so, winding this up, devil's been trying to steal, kill, and destroy for the last 5 years. Even where he got to the point this year where he took me out for 30 minutes. But I'm back. And this is a new year. And every time the devil tried to take me out, once it was over, something awesome happened. And so now I want you to set your vision for something awesome to happen. God is taking care of us. I want to say thank you, and I want to say this. I know Lanny put a little note in the newsletter this morning, but I want to thank you for being the giving people that you are. Because usually from a crowd the size of with 30 people attend church, and we have a phenomenal offering. We're totally up to date on everything. We've got extra in the building fund that's going to be needed when we start talking about replacing furnace. But we don't have that much. So we need whatever you can help do. But I know that the reason that you've done it is because God has blessed you, and because you know that when you bless God and when you sow the seed, it brings a crop. And Lydie told us something at the last board meeting, and I'm telling you, It is awesome. It is awesome. And she said, and she's the only one that knows, and that's because all the finances go through her. She said, you know, we probably have 90% of the church that tithes. And she said, maybe even closer to 100. But you know what the average church, how many tithers, what percentage of the congregation tithes in an average church? 17%. And I appreciate all that you've helped us to do and that we've all done here. And I feel like I've been on a sabbatical, and I guess you can say I have. But God, something is going to happen. And you just hold on to that. God is up to something. Amen. And this is our chance. This is our chance this year, starting out, to be in there with him. Amen. Sister Shirley.
Amen. I guess I'm one of them homegrown people. I ain't going nowhere. I don't like to drive to town, so... unless I get transported by the Spirit somewhere, I guess I'll just stick around if that's all right. Amen. Hallelujah. I am a life that's been changed by this ministry, so I'm thankful that they were obedient to God. And I know those of you here can say the same thing, that you were a life that was changed. I am a life that's been changed by this ministry, and I'm so thankful for that. And if you'll just take what is ministered here, the word will change you. Yes, amen. Amen. Work the word, and the word will work for you. Amen. Amen. I can't talk without using my hands, so my hands and vocal cords go together some way. Amen. I don't think I'll keep you long, but I just want to get some things out there in the atmosphere. Got to get that word out there in the atmosphere for it to work. Yes. Yes. It can be in here, but God wants us to speak it. Amen. He wants us to speak because we are a speaking people. Amen. And we serve a speaking God. Yes. And he's given us some things to say, so we're just going to say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're just going to get the word out there today. Amen. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. We just give you thanks right now. Oh, Father, we've come to thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Anybody in the house say hallelujah today.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence in this place. Thank you for living big in us and through us, Father. This is the season of your church, God. This is the time of your sons and daughters rising forth, God. Not ashamed, but with boldness speaking forth your word into this atmosphere, bringing your kingdom to the earth for such a time as this. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter, we're going to start out by telling you who you are this morning. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 2, 9 and 11, that you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a peculiar people. That should show forth the praises of him.
Amen.
That should show forth the praises of him who has called you. Anybody called?
Yes.
Out of darkness into his marvelous light. We're not a people, but now, are now, glory to God, but are now the people of God,
amen,
which have obtained mercy, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Thank God for his mercy. So as a saved people,
Looks like, from what I can tell, everybody here is saved this morning. As a saved people, it tells us that we are four things. We are a chosen generation. We are a priesthood, a royal priesthood. Not just any priesthood, but a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation, and we are a peculiar people. Chosen means handpicked. Chosen means handpicked. It means a recipient of God's favor. If you're born again this morning, you've been handpicked by God. You have been chosen for favor. Glory to God. And it started with the 12 that Jesus chose, who became 120 on the day of Pentecost. And to that which were added thousands at Pentecost, rather. And we are part of the continual expansion of the chosen ones. Amen. We are the continuation of the book of Acts. And God's not finished with us yet.
No.
Amen. A royal priesthood. And a priesthood is a combination word in which one means kings and priests. Did you know that you're a king and priest in this earth right now? We don't have to wait till we get to heaven to be king and priest. But we are called to reign in this earth now. Glory to God. Kings and priests. Revelation says, and has made us kings and priests and to God and his Father. And to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And it goes on to say that we are a holy nation. We are the church that is composed of one blood from every nation. You are a holy nation. And you are a peculiar people. Peculiar means private property.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we think of peculiar as being odd and dumb and that kind of thing. No, no. It don't mean that. It means private property. Special belonging.
Yes.
Exclusively to one person.
Yes.
Oh, boy. I can't run yet, but I will someday, so I may need somebody to run for me. Peculiar people, private property, special belonging, exclusively to one person or group. So now you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. Everybody got that?
Yeah.
You know who you are. So what are you supposed to be doing with what you are called? Showing forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness. Aren't you glad that you got called out of darkness? You thought you knew everything, but you were in darkness. And then you got handpicked and you got chosen. And God is no respecter of persons. But we are to show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. There are two ends of a person's life. When we get saved, we are glorifying God, and then we get to enjoy God.
Amen.
So in the present, we are glorifying God with our lives by showing forth his praise. And when we pass from this life into eternal life, we will be enjoying the presence of God. So let's look at this verse in this way. This is a special possession which is over and above all else. A purchased acquisition. You've been purchased by the blood of Jesus. You're of high value, who is shut up, preserved, and saved until the appointed time for God's purpose.
Amen.
See, you thought you were just shut up and the devil had you closed off, and those things that happened to you this past year, you thought you'd just remain quiet. But see, I've got a word for somebody today. You've been stirred up, and you're no longer going to be able to shut up, stay quiet, and sit back.
Amen.
Amen. Who is shut up, preserved, and saved until the appointed time. Somebody's got an appointed time today. Somebody's got an appointed time this year. For God's purpose, when you will show forth the glory and perfections of sonship from him who has called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. So you are no longer going to be able to sit back and stay quiet because you got a word. You have got a word for somebody. Amen. So praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor it's my appointed time. So we are a member of a very elite group. You are a hand chosen pick, and you are a member of a very elite group, and you shouldn't take it lightly. And what's so awesome about this elite group is you've already got everything in you to be a member of this group and to do what you've been called to do.
Amen.
And in life, we're just training. And the enemy tries to keep you still and keep you quiet so that you will feel like that you're not part of this group. But you are hand chosen and picked of God. Called forth to show his praises. And Revelation 5:10 says, and has made us unto our God, has made us unto our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign in the earth. You are called to reign as a king and priest in the earth now, to bring the kingdom of God forth in the earth now. Amen. Romans 5:7 says, for it by one man's offense death reigned, by one much more they which receive abundance of grace. Anybody in the house received abundance of grace? Oh, hallelujah. Abundance of grace. And out of the gift and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in the life by one Jesus Christ. So God has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light to show forth his praises. You have received abundance of grace, the gift of righteousness. You shall reign in this life by one Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You've been called forth for such a time as this. We reign in this life through the equipment and the giftings and the power of the Holy Spirit and the callings that he's placed in us. So we don't have to wait till we get to heaven to operate in these things, because we are going to be enjoying the presence of God then. We do so right now in this life. We're called to rule and reign as king and priest. We are the church that Jesus tells Peter about in Matthew 16. He says, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell, any opposition, whatever is thrown at you, whatever fiery dart has hit you, he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. The gates of hell shall not prevail against my church, shall not overcome my church, shall not overtake my church. Woo. And then he goes on to say, I'm going to give you the keys. Oh, Jesus, help me. And I'll give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So what are you saying? I'm saying we've been given authority that some of us have not even tapped into yet. We've been asking God to do things. When he said, I place the power within you, you go heal the sick. You go raise the dead. And when you do, I'll back you up. Because I have placed the power and authority in you, and I have equipped you to do that. I've given you a key, and a key is meant for action. A key doesn't work until you put it to where it's supposed to work. And he says, I've given you the kings of the kingdom. And he said, whatever I bound there will be bound on earth. You speak it forth. And whatever I loose there, you loose it on earth. Quit waiting for God to do it. He says, I've called you to do it. So we accept the work of the Lord Jesus at the cross, and we've been made righteous by his blood. We are accepted in the beloved. We are filled, sealed with the Holy Spirit and have his power to overcome. We are Christ's body, and we're made one with him. He is the head, and we are his members. We, the church, are his members. Living building blocks into the living organism, something that's alive and powerful. Not inactive and not dead. That's why you feel the stirring within you that you no longer can sit still. But you've got to put your hands to the work of the kingdom. So living building blocks in the living organism called his church. The church is alive. In spite of what the news says and the non-sayers say, the church is alive and well, and it's about to burst on the scene like it's never been seen before. So we are the sons of God in his household. We are adopted into his family, where we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. We are Christ's ambassadors, representatives on the earth in this age of grace that we're living in. Representatives of Jesus wherever we go. We are citizens of heaven, the firstborn of the church. We are first fruits of the Lord, as well as first fruits of the Spirit. And we've been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We are a church that's bold. Amen. And not holding back. And 2017 will be the year that the glory of God is revealed.
Yes.
Revealed means to make plain, to show forth. 2017 will be the year that the glory of the God is revealed through His church.
Yes.
His called out ones, His sons and daughters that have been made kings and priests. And God has already equipped us for a time as such as this. You've not gone through what you've gone through for nothing. And it's not been God that's trying to show you He's God. God is God all by Himself. God is a good God and the devil is a liar.
Right.
Amen. Isaiah 60 verse 1 says, arise, which means an action word. You've got to do something.
Right.
It says, arise and do what? Shine.
Amen.
For your light has come.
Right.
And the glory of the Lord
yes.
has risen upon you.
Amen.
And then it goes on and says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and His glory shall be seen upon you. So we said arise is an action word. You get up and you shine, for your light has come. Your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Isaiah 43:7 says that God created us for His glory. God created you for His glory.
Yes.
And through His sons and daughters, His church, God's glory can be seen in the earth.
Yes.
And it's getting mighty dark out there, people.
Yes.
And when people come to the end of themselves, they're going to try to find the light.
Amen.
We know that we have the answer to the darkness they're in. So we're equipped, we are being equipped, and we are equipped to give them the answer. So we are carrying this glory in jars of clay. 2 Corinthians says, but we have this treasure in jars of clay. This treasure in jars of clay. That this all-surpassing power is from God, not from us. So that's where we have to keep the balance at. What is the glory of God? It's everything that makes God, God.
That's right.
It's everything that makes God, God. It's all His characteristics. It's the magnitude of God. The song that we sing, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore Him. Angels bow down before Him. So it's everything that makes God, God. Moses asked God, Lord, show me Your glory. Show me Your glory. Now, you know Moses couldn't see God and live. So God hid Himself and He said, I'm going to pass by you. And someone was saying Wednesday night, when God, the glory of God passed by Moses, it was everything that he was. It was His goodness. Everything God was at that moment passed by Moses. God's response to Moses was, I will make all of My goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. And so when God passed by Moses, He presented everything He was. God wants us to get a revelation of His glory and what the glory of God means. And we do, we will, when we begin to get that revelation of God's glory, we begin to understand His nature. Because the God's glory is His characteristics. It's His attributes. It's everything that makes God, God. God wrapped everything of His nature and character in Jesus. And He wants to reveal that glory to us so that we can be changed. And the very nature of God is love.
Amen.
The very nature of God is love. And the revelation we get of His glory is meant to change us into the expression of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all with open face behold it as in a glass. And the glass and mirror of the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory as the Spirit of the Lord. But when we as a church get the revelation of God's glory that has risen upon us, we'll be able to love the unlovable without question. We'll be able to have open arms without question. We'll be able to offer grace without question. That's the glory of God that's rising within us. We'll know the power of God that's within us. When we lay hands on the sick, they will recover. We lay hands on the drug addict, they will be delivered. Amen. So when we as a church get the revelation of this glory, we'll be able to love like God loves. We'll be able to offer grace. We'll be able to do the works of the kingdom in the earth for now. Ephesians 1:17-18 says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and in the revelation in the knowledge of Him, that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance are in the saints. So why do I believe that this is the year of God's glory? Because it's time for a harvest of souls. It's time for the harvest of souls. And when we get the church, when the church gets a revelation of God's glory, who He is and all He is, His nature, which is love, like I said, we'll be able to offer so much grace to the people that God is sending us to minister to. The word in Isaiah 60 says in the Amplified, "For in fact, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness will cover the peoples." And that's happening. Amen. "But the Lord will rise upon you, and His glory and His brilliance will be seen upon you." The Amplified Bible also is in, and that was verse 2 and 3. But in 61 it says, "Arise from spiritual depression to new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory and the brilliance of the Lord, for the light has come." 2016, number one, it means new beginnings. Amen. And this is the year of a new beginning for you. The spiritual depression you've been in, the things that you've gone through, it's time to rise up. Yes. Amen. Amen. It's time to set your face like a flint and let your gaze be on Jesus. Amen. And when your gaze is on Jesus, you'll never fall. Amen. No matter what comes your way, no matter what fiery darts the enemy targets you with, this is the year of God's glory to shine forth from you. Amen. Let's stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Oh, Shadadiana Nadada Bakalia Soto Hosataya. Show Yahasehe Mianto Latadia Samama Mahasataya. Father, we just thank you for your glory that's rising up within us, Father God. And I just speak that over every person in this place today, that we have just a rhema revelation of your glory. And we receive that now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Ko shoto siantataya. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go into this new year full of the zeal of the Lord. Know that God is for you and not against you. Know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And He that is for you, who can be against you? Amen. Go forth from this place today. The having the joy of the Lord is your strength, knowing that you're highly favored of God and that there's nothing impossible with the God that we serve. And Father, we thank you for that today, that you have called us forth for such a time as this, that you've handpicked and you've chosen us for such a time as this. And we're looking forward to this year with open ears, God, to hear what thus saith the Lord. Be blessed. Stay for lunch today.
You
want to
go ahead and pray?
I can. Father, we just thank you for this food that has been prepared for us today, for the nourishment of our bodies. I just thank you and I praise you for it today, Lord. And the church said, amen. Amen. Amen.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy, happy New Year. Bless New Year. Kenny.
You said 2016. This is 2017.
2016.
That's what you said.
Did I?
You did.
Are you trying to correct me?
Well, a little on the long winded side, do Jerry. He don't have a cow.
He getting something big before he left?
No. Well, he can't look at me because he's...
Oh, you're with him?
Well, he's got the keys, though. Those over there on the seat.
Glad you showed up, Mr.
Powell. I know. I was glad to see you.
Like that hat?
Yeah.
Big enough for my hair. What?
I'll go get on to Christmas Eve. Today.
Oh.
What's the roll for?